Once Donald Trump gets to the White House, he could have far-reaching effects on the world's efforts to address the climate crisis. The new global climate agreement just went into effect last week, and soon we'll have a U.S. president who has repeatedly claimed that climate change is a hoax. Our environment editor, Peter Thompson's been following this closely, of course. So thousands of people in Morocco right now, Peter, starting to figure out how to make that new global climate agreement actually work now that it's in effect. What does this change in the White House mean for that process?
Well, it's almost certainly going to get a lot harder. That Paris Agreement hammered out last year was the result of excruciating negotiations that went on literally for decades, even as the actual climate crisis really picked up steam. It only finally happened through some extremely heavy lifting from the Obama administration and the president himself. But now, of course, Obama will be succeeded by a man who has promised to pull the U.S. out of that agreement.
Okay, so practically, can Donald Trump do that? I mean, the deal's gone into effect. The U.S. has signed on.
Yeah, and there is a built-in lag time for any country that actually wants to pull out. So it could be several years before a Trump administration could extricate itself. But meanwhile, the U.S. can basically refuse to engage. It can stay away from meetings. It can not file the required plans and targets for cutting emissions. Most importantly, perhaps, it can refuse to contribute its share of the money that's going to be needed to really make the agreement work, especially when it comes to helping the world's poorest and most vulnerable countries deal with these impacts of climate change. And that's causing real concern among the folks at the meeting in Morocco right now. Our folks over there spoke with a number of those people today. Here's what one of them had to say. His name is Li Xiu. He's an activist based in China.
We are indeed concerned. What happened in Washington doesn't stay in Washington. I think it will have profound implication to U.S.-China relationship. And again, climate change is now a geopolitical issue in the most important bilateral relationships in the world.
So remind us, Peter, we know Donald Trump thinks climate change is a hoax, but why is he so opposed to this treaty, do you think?
Well, there's that basic idea. He thinks it's a hoax that was created by China to make money for China.
So back to the climate change summit in Morocco right now. What's the rest of the world saying?
Well, I was struck by this comment. It's from an 18-year-old woman from Sudan. Her name is Lina Yassin. She's attending the conference as a youth observer. This is what she says that she would like to say to Donald Trump today.
Try to think before you make any decision, because a lot of lives are relying on this. I mean, you might not be affected by climate change. You might not even see the impacts in your daily life. But trust me, millions are dying every year because of this. So please think.
Wow, that's powerful. We've got to remember that the Paris Accord isn't the only big climate initiative that President Trump could weaken.
Yeah, I mean, President Obama has instituted a whole range of programs and policies to try to sort of chip away at our carbon emissions. The biggest one, of course, is the Clean Power Plan, which would require power plants to significantly lower their emissions, which would in effect mean the end of many coal-fired power plants in the U.S. That's one of the things that really incensed many of the people who are Trump's strongest supporters. The plan's been held up in court. It'll almost certainly end up in the Supreme Court. And, of course, there's a vacancy there which Donald Trump will now get to fill and which could be the decisive vote. He also could just pull the plug on the plan entirely.
And, of course, Donald Trump has also famously promised to revive the coal industry here in the U.S., which has been in steep decline. And even China's getting off coal now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That may not be possible, whatever Trump does. I mean, coal is declining for a whole lot of reasons, even without the Clean Power Plan. One is just the flood of cheap natural gas onto the market, a lot of it coming from here in the U.S. Renewables are also surging around the world, and the pressure of climate change is forcing countries everywhere to find alternatives to coal. So the world is really already pivoting away from coal, and it's pretty likely that most of those coal jobs just aren't coming back. Actually, Marco, if President Trump really wants to try to bring back good energy jobs, one of the biggest growth areas right now isn't old fossil fuels, but new green energy.
The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thank you as always.
Thanks, Marco.